Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. This is the conference room. That means it's 6 p.m. unless you're in the West and it's 4 o'clock afternoon. Tune into the studio known as Drip the Mic for uncensored expression. A session capable of exploding upon the masses with subjective unspoken but needs objective expression. Passionate the Poet, MD Live, and Subliminal. Discussing differences on topics committed to everyday situations. Laying uncut advantages and disadvantages. Common sense talk that you don't get through your regular school education. Hold on tight, ladies. There's no meeting in the ladies' room. Mm-mm. Drip the Mic Hotel has opened the conference room. Come on in. Grab a seat around the table and brace for impact as the team attacks your thinking. Take out your notebooks. It's time to explore with no exaggerating or judgmental perspectives. The meeting has ejected. Conversation selected. It's time to wreck shit. MD Live, Subliminal, and the Poet, known as Passionate. This is Drip the Mic Presents, The Conference Room.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. I am Subliminal, and this is The Conference Room. Now, everyone knows how we get down in the conference room. We have three important words that we go by here, and those words are uncensored, uncut, and raw. We don't walk on eggshells. We do not walk on eggshells, but we try our best to give you positive energy, motivated to help you change what you're going through, and then we give you endless possibilities without judgment. We don't judge you here. We try to help you here. But in order for you to be a part of this discussion, you have to dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic trip. But y'all know I don't come alone. I do not come alone. I always come with my crew. Unfortunately, Passion couldn't make it today. She had to work. But I do have a surprise for everyone. Hello, MD. How are you?
Hello. How are you, my lady?
I'm doing good, guys. But I got a surprise. Before we discuss anything, I have a surprise for everyone today. You see, I decided that I wanted someone who was just like me, who don't cut no corners, who does not walk on eggshells, was going to give you the best advice that she ever can. She's very, very close to me. I love her with all my heart. I've watched her grow into the woman that she is today. But I promise you, as we were growing up, she was on my everlasting nerves. Ladies and gentlemen, I brought my sister. Hello, Zena.
Hello. How's everyone today?
Doing good. Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Now.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm great. Sorry.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be a little easy on her. This is her first time on the air, so she is a newbie. And, MD, you know we do the newbies, right?
Hey, got to break them in.
Got to break them in. Got to break them in. Oh, that's the part I did not tell you. You'll be fine. You're 40. You'll be okay. You'll be just fine. But we came to talk about a subject. So what would the conference room be without a subject? Today's subject. Are you ready? In today's society, women are taught how to live without a man. Are they independent or self preservationist. See, men, are you really intimidated by a strong woman? Does her situation, the things that she's gone through, have made her aggressive, rude, and sometimes generally unpleasant? Do you seek a different option? And if you don't, does that make her unsufferable or unlovable? I know that's a lot. I know that's a lot. But we cover a lot of stuff in here. So, y'all know I like to break things down. I play devil's advocate. First, I need to get an understanding of what independent and self-preservationist is. See, I did something different today. I actually went around some youngsters, yes, teenagers, because I wanted to see what their ideas was. And boy, did I get an earful. Boy, did I get an earful. So I'm going to break down what they told me they thought it was. They told me they thought that independent and whatever relationship is, they don't need no help, no nothing, no whatsoever. But a self, someone who makes sure that she's got what she needs from someone else, or she's preserving herself. They told me it's like if you're cooking food. You make enough food, but you take some and you put it up. Everyone else is getting from it, but you make sure that you had just enough food for yourself. They saw that as being selfish. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Y'all okay over there? Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just put myself on mute because I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Okay, not a problem. So, here's where, you know, MD, I like to throw curveballs. I said, well, if you're independent and you're also a self taking care of yourself, how is it any different when you are in a relationship? Do you care for what that other person is? Do you do the things and make sure you take care of yourself first? How do they coincide? I need to hear some feedback.
You know, my wife, she's independent and self-preservationist. Because before I met her, she was on her own, taking care of the kids, making sure everything was good in the house. All I did was come in and add a little extra security to her situation.
Okay.
And she has always told me whether I leave or I stay, her independence will always be there. She's not going to depend on me for every little thing when she knows she can do it herself. To me, she's both.
Okay, I can see that. Dina?
I totally agree with him. I mean, I ain't been in a relationship in a long time, but I feel like since I am over the rest of my children, anything that comes into my life is just going to be a bonus. Don't get me wrong. Whenever I'm by myself, I'm still going to drink and smoke and do whatever I got to do to make sure that I'm all right and that my kids are straight.
So I threw another curveball at them. Are you still independent when that other person comes in and you stop using your funds, your money, but you make sure everything is taken care of? Is that independent? I don't feel like it should be an independent. It shouldn't be a question. Whenever you're with somebody, you're with them, and it's supposed to be y'all against the world. So,
how is it y'all against the world if you're using his money but you're pocketing your own?
I saw him. Where you're supposed to have four accounts. I saw Charger somewhere where you're supposed to have four accounts: his account, your account, a joint account, or some shit like that. I don't remember, but like all the money should go into one place, and then you pay bills or whatever you need to do if you're in a relationship, and then your money you can spend it on him or yourself or whatever you want to do. It's just y'all just got it going on.
And this is why she is my sister, because did y'all not hear her? She said there's four accounts. There should be four accounts.
But I said three. Y'all named three for the other one.
Oh, we going to have some fun today.
Oh, yes. I can see
what was that, MD?
I said, I can see that we are going to have fun today.
We going to have some fun today. Now, let's break down this topic. Let's start with the very top part. Because, Dina, me and you kind of got into it when we got a little heated on the phone earlier today. So, I told you to hold off because I want you to give everything on the show. So, in today's society, women are taught how to live without a man. Let's break that down. I don't think that it's a taught. I think it's a learned. Because growing up in the household, we go by what we see. So I don't think that we're actually taught to live with out of man. But if we have a single parent home, that's all we know. Do we desire to be with one? Yes. And I'm going to stop there before I go any further. I need feedback. Please.
I'm like you. I don't believe that it's a talk. I believe that it's a learned situation when it comes to both sides of the fence, men and women. Although men, to be honest, we don't handle it very well, being by ourselves. We need that comfort of a woman.
Mm.
Women, from what I've seen being around my sisters and my aunts, y'all something else, because my auntie sits up in the house and she ain't got a man, nothing. She just running her shit like she the queen and the king of the castle. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Hey, I got to go find me a woman, because sitting up in this house is boring as hell. So I couldn't do it.
So, is that somewhat of a gender role?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, yeah. I've seen plenty of women, you know, get up, go handle three, four jobs, come home, cook dinner, ain't worried about a man at all. Yeah, I'm going to work 16 hours. I'm ready to go home and be my wife. I got to get there.
Dina, I hear you trying to chime in back there. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Can't hear me doing nothing over here. I don't know, because I'm doing it right now. It's just like, you just got to wait for that man to come up and step up and be that man that you want to come home and look at every day. I don't know. Until I find him, I'll just smoke my Mary Jane and be all right.
Okay, but how did you, I know you're looking for him. I know this. I know that at one time you had one. Here's where I'm going to throw this curveball. Do you think that because of society, what you saw, what we saw our mom go through, because she raised us as a single parent. Do you think any of that rubbed off on us?
Yes, it all comes back to that. I mean, I don't want to be a single parent. I didn't want to, but life just gave me the baby daddy that I got, or the husband, and then he just didn't work out. So me being the woman that I am, I'm raising three boys, and I don't want them to be anything less than king. So I have to step up to the plate and make sure that they know that. I don't think that's anything that our mother taught us. That's a whole other subject.
Yeah, we'll have to break that down another day. That's a lot. But because of that situation, you have to step up and do everything with three boys and no man. Here's where I want to ask this question. Is it teaching you that you have to live without a man? I know you said you wanted one.
Oh, no, it's teaching me how that it's stronger, I guess, and maybe too strong, like y'all are saying. Like, people come over here or me come over here and they're intimidated. I already have this going on, and you're not going to come here and mess this up. So let me get my kids. I don't know. And plus, you have to know where I live at. The demographics of Big Spring, Texas is these men around here don't work, and they look for a woman to take care of them. They literally sit at home and watch while their wife or baby mama or whatever goes to work. And that's not something that I would deal with.
I think because of who you are and how we went through so much as kids, we taught ourselves to be independent. We taught ourselves to be strong-minded women. We taught ourselves how to be rude. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt, you can be one rude-ass woman. And I'm putting that knife up.
Who said yeah?
That was MD. He's like, yeah. I don't think that was towards you. I think that, yeah, was a little bit towards me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, damn, you just throw it out there like that.
We don't sugarcoat here. We do not sugarcoat nothing here. We talk about everything. Uncut, uncensored, and raw.
Other females, like, how do they, do you think they're as strong? Well, I mean, I don't say I'm a strong female, but people tell me that I'm a strong female. But do you think other females are that strong? Even,
oh, you brought up a good thing. And you're echoing. I think you got your phone on the speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. So your question is, are other women as strong like that? This is where I think society plays that role. I also believe that a two-parent household, she's not really that strong. She may be independent. Follow me. She's independent. She's aggressive in some areas. She may be rude in some areas. But when there's a male in the house and there's kids, she doesn't do a lot of the discipline. MD, your situation is different.
Yeah, because I'm hardly at home, so she does all the discipline. I'm just a backup. That's what I am. When it comes to discipline, I'm the backup.
But
now
I've
I know.
Seen
I,
women,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
I've seen women that, you know, at some point they just can't hold it in and they break down. But the very next day, even a couple hours later, they're back on their grind.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, how in the hell do you go from one area to where you don't think you can handle it, but then you turn around and you load it all right back on your back? And this woman actually told me it's because I have to. Not because
exactly.
I want to, it's because I have to. And I was like, damn. If I felt like that, I would carry the world on my shoulders every day. But, hey, when it's time for me to break down and say I can't do this, I meant that. I can't do it.
Hmm. Our mother told us, never let them see you cry. Is she not, Dina? Yes, she did. So I never let my kids see me cry. I think that hinders them in some areas. I would go take a shower and cry in the shower. Come out, get it all off of me, and keep on pushing. I think it made my kids feel that mama just handles it. She take everything. They didn't see me vulnerable. They didn't see me weak. They didn't see me try to struggle to get the next week.
Cheers.
Oh yeah. Come on, Miss Thang. I know you about ready.
I was just taking a shot right quick. I will, Lord have mercy. That was a lot just because, okay, we did grow up in the same household. We can't just turn this into us. I mean, I feel like that's what's happening on this radio, whatever this is. But anyway, you said that mom said, don't ever let them see you cry. Just literally about 3 months ago, I went off, like crying. It's like, I hate it here. Y'all get on my nerves. Why don't y'all just kick rocks? But then, like that dude said, a couple hours later, I was straight. I was like, hey, I was just kidding. Come on, come back home. And then we just carried on for the next, you know, we're okay now.
See, that's what I was just talking about, right?
We do it because we have to.
I couldn't do it. If I tell my kid, hey, go somewhere. Get away. I don't want you to be back at the house. I mean that. Don't come back.
So, let's take it up another notch. You finally meet this man and you're this independent woman. You're very strong-willed. You got all these other traits, you're rude and all this other stuff. But you have those barriers, those walls put up because you don't know if you can really trust him. He's trying his best to get at you to the point to where he's like, you just too independent for me. Did he see her as insufferable or unlovable?
Both of them.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. A woman who is, to me, this is just my opinion here, a woman who is so independent that she's willing to miss out on a good man because she's just that independent and just that strong, I truly believe go home and cry because she does not realize that she is pushing that one person that could be a very important person in her life. She's pushing him away because she's so independent and so strong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see
what you're coming from. What I mean by that is, let's say she's driving and she have a flat. Nice man, business suit, pulls up, offer to help. Oh, no, I got this. I don't need your help. I can do this. And she proceeds to do that, right, and change the tire herself. And this man sees her the next day, but he got a woman on his arm now because he drove up a little ways. Another woman had a flat. He stopped to help her. She accepted his help. Now, this woman here, she's also independent, but she's not so independent that she would not accept help. You get what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying. But how did that first woman get to be so bitter? They're both
hurting,
independent women.
Hurt and pain.
And can't let go of the past to get to the future. It's some good stuff here. I like this. But I know other people out there want to ask some questions, want to chime in, want to put their two cents in this conversation. Well, that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1. Because we don't want to have all the fun. We want to hear what you think about this. And for those of you that just came in, we're talking about how today's women are taught how to live without a man. So we're doing now this independent woman, is she insufferable or unlovable? Because she's in so much pain, she can't see clearly. That's how I'm going to put it. Yeah, she can't see clearly. I'm going to ask again, because MB, you brought up a good example. Why? Okay, let me tell you. Did that man, when he stopped to help the first one, did he feel intimidated by her? Or was he like, because we live in a different world nowadays. Fuck you, bitch, I'm gone.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's, bitch, fuck you.
Do it yourself.
Miss Independent, gone on. Get your nails dirty.
No, his independent stuff wasn't as strong as it was until that song Independence came out.
The one I played at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one. But let's break it down a little bit deeper. The first woman that you called out, no, I got it, da-da-da-da-da. Let's say she took his help. They both took it. It's a different day. They both took his help. He's trying to see which one, because hey, we don't narrow it down on the first time. So he's out trying to figure out which one better suits him. A, Miss Aggressive, has so many barriers up. He's like, man, forget this. Miss Independent Soft is too soft because anytime he says anything to her, she breaks down crying. Oh, you just like the last one. Does he see himself? Wait, no. Do they see themselves as options?
You know, in my opinion, I believe that if he did wound up with either one of the two. Mm-hmm. Based on how they showed their independence, it all depends on what he's looking for at that point. Because he's the one that got to make the choice if he wants female A or female B. Mm-hmm. And that is, I say that because if he's stepping in a direction to where everything he wants in his life is positive, and he's looking forward and moving ahead with that, and woman A is doing the same thing, but in a more aggressive fashion. Woman B is doing the same thing, but in a more relaxed fashion. If he's more so into pushing on and progressing his future, 9 times out of 10, he's going to try his best to get with woman A.
He'd rather put up with the aggression than put up with the other woman.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because to me, if you're pushing forward and you have someone in your ear whining over stuff that you feel like is not to be whined over, that might at some point draw you back from what you're trying to get. But if you have that woman that's pushing on and pushing on and pushing on and not letting anything get in her way, she's on the same track as you. She's pushing forward. She's doing everything she needs to do. She's not letting anything block her. Not even you. That's the woman I would say he would go for. Because
so
yeah, he's
not intimidated by her?
No. Intimidation is not for men. If you're a real man, you're not going to let
her strength and her independence is not intimidating.
No. What her strength and everything is to a real man is his strength. You got men out here don't want to get up out of bed, but you got that woman. Boy, you better get your ass up out that bed and go to work. What he going to do? He going to sit there later. He going to get his ass up and go to work.
Because a man that don't work does not deserve to eat.
And I love to eat.
Sorry. I see the two of y'all ganging up over there. That's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the conference room. Important rules here in the conference room that we make sure that we keep everything uncensored, uncut, and raw. I am your host, Subliminal, joined by my other host, MD Live, and our special guest, my little sister, Dina.
Y'all make some noise.
Yeah. Yeah. See, she just threw me off. But we want you to join in this conversation. Press that one. All we're doing is talking about it. We want to hear what you have to say, what your concerns are, what your issues are. What do you think about independent women, the men that are trying to get to know them? Are they aggressive, too aggressive, overbearing, or is it a turn on? Is it attraction that attracts you to be with an independent woman? While you guys are thinking about that and get those hands raised, we're going to take a short little break, and then we'll be right back.
that bullshit for the birds. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. You know just what I need, you know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free.
What you mean I ain't call you? I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic. Yeah, I think she'll be able to tell soon. But I fuck you right, I will. I fuck you right, I will. I fuck you like no one has ever made you feel. I mean, it's part of our relationship's amazing still. I might just put up with the arguing and stay for real. You looking bad, girl, for goodness sakes. You with all those curves and me without no breaks. Ooh, I'm willing to work it out however long it takes you. You feel like you miss those happy days. Well, girl, that makes two of us. Our timing is wrong. Your friends always tying up every line on your phone. Yeah, but telling bitches that you'll always be my missus. And the hardest part about the fucking business is minding your own. And every time I try and break it off, we just yell until we're tired, then I break you off. It's useless, all this fighting, let's get past it now. Even when I throw them deuces, you just send her back around.
Your wrists and fingers glisten, ice cold like Michigan. Hey, look at what we living in, here we go with this again. I just keep on talking, but I guess that you ain't listening. Rather run around with them nothing ass bitches then. Go on, got me high, smoking like a chimney. We used to be best friends, now we're saying we finna be enemies. Deep inside is killing me, but soon it's gonna be killing you. To see her in that two-seat. No, that's gonna hurt your feelings, boo. Didn't you think you would be over me by now? So you go sleeping with them clowns, they are no relief. She spoke her piece, I know capiche. So love must be let go, release into the wind. Again, them deuces, I'ma throw your piece.
You know what, yo? You a bitch. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue, send you the shit.
And we are back, we are back, we are back. Did everybody get a chance to get them some libations? Because I know my sister is. She probably up there doing everything she needs to do. MD, I know you're driving, and I'm good right now. So that question.
Well, I'm just sitting in the car.
I'm
sitting at the table with my drink and my smoke. Like, what's up?
You are your brother-in-law's sister.
Sister-in-law, I know.
Now, I'm going to bring up a different aspect. You have finally gotten with that independent man, and you are an independent woman, but you're having a hard time surrendering your independence. What I mean by that is, y'all's independence is clashing. How do you learn to submit? How do you back down? Ooh.
Compromise.
I hear that word. I hear that word.
You got to compromise and communicate.
I hear both of those words. But, and it's, there's a but. It's not easy. It's not easy. When you find that man and you've been doing it all this time by yourself, and now you have to readjust. Because I find myself a lot of times, oh, baby, I paid that bill. Well, damn, I was going to do it. Because I'm used to doing it. Sometimes I don't even tell them that the bill was due. They'll say, we ain't got no light bill. Oh, it's already been paid.
You know, I'm not when you have to take away his manhood or his feeling of I'm providing for her. I've just been doing it so long that it's hard for me to turn off. I'm doing better. Well, at least I hope. I don't know. She ain't said nothing. You'll probably come out here in a little bit tonight. Where is the right here?
It's right there.
I'm not talking about yours.
Oh.
You know, I don't take care of the bills whatsoever at my house. I just work, put the check in the account, let my wife take care of the bills, and she leave it up on me. Somewhere down the line, we're going to be without something. Mm. I'm just not good with that.
Mm. I think it depends on that the woman, because it goes back to that woman's dominance, that woman's independence, because some women, like, I'm just not good with money. Here, you take it. Some men are like that, too. It can go both ways.
The way I look at it from the money, way I look at it when it comes to money,
mm-hmm.
I'm in my truck most of the time, even when I'm at home. So if I see a new toy or something, and I got the money in my pocket, and it'll fit in my truck, it's going in my truck, and then I worry about the other bills later. That's why she takes care of the bills.
Dana? Did he? You want to touch that one or you want me to touch it?
Hey, I mean, I'm not good with money either, but I know that the damn light bill better be paid or we're going to be sitting over here in the dark. Like, it's just, I don't know.
The worst part about it is, the bills come in, I check the mailbox more than she does. But when the bills come in, they might sit in my car for about 2 days before I tell her, oh, we got the light bill.
See, I don't check my mail because I know that should be out there.
It just goes back to the
It just goes back to the fact of if this lady is that independent, she needs to be by herself and just jerk off or whatever she do, because obviously every woman and every man in their life, I mean, I've been watching TV. I want to be like the Jeffersons and shit one day, like, move me on up. I feel like everybody in the world should have that mentality. So once that real one come in and be like, hey, babe, I got you. Let's move up like the Jeffersons. Bitch, if you don't take that damn girl, you crazy.
But her independence is too strong.
That's them dumb girls, Diane. I mean, subliminal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They deserve to be by themselves.
You know
the nigga
what?
I'm here to change my tire. Go put this bitch on flat now for nothing.
You know what?
Let's see what happens.
You gonna go put it on flat and see what happens?
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit out there and see if anybody try to help me.
You know,
my little brother,
he met a woman that was so independent, she didn't see what was in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was, well, I ain't gonna say a woman, he met a girl because he was a teenager at the time. But he met a girl that she had been out on her own since she was 14. And she was 19 when he met her. And so she did everything out on her own. And my brother was 16. But he was a manager at a high-class hotel. Not a motel, at a hotel. At 16. And he was my boss. he was my boss. But this one, this girl, she was so used to being taking care of herself. When my brother told her that I can take you from where you at and put you here, and you ain't got to worry about nothing, she said no. She don't need a man to advance her future. She can do it all on her own. My brother now is head of security for University of Houston. He works for the Houston Fire Department. He works for the Houston Police Department. He's also have businesses here in Dallas. Where she is now, she works for him. She didn't need nobody then, but she needed him now. And she told him, at that time she was up. She was taking care of herself, but she got with somebody who promised her everything, but took everything. So if you're that independent to where you can't see something good, why would you be in a position to where the next person that came along and promised you something, you went along with it? How does that work? I'm asking for a woman's opinion on that one. I'm like, I don't know how that works.
So
I've actually been in that situation before.
So
where a person told me, hey, let's move you out of this house over here and let's move to this big house, and I'm going to take care of you and your kids. We ended up moving into this house, and then not even 6 months later, an eviction notice was on my door. Like, needless to say, we ain't together no more. And then I feel like that will damage a female to make you feel like, say, I'm not going to trust another person. Tell me you're going to give me the world. Show me.
Again, that goes back to those barriers, those trust issues, and that submission. Because we've been doing it by ourselves. We trust someone, and they turn out to be a dud. Yes, it ruins it for the next man, because that next man has to fight a little bit harder. That's why I can say, does that turn a man off? Does it push him away? How does that man handle all of that? Now, let's say you got kids involved, and your kids aren't really babies. They're teenagers. Now this man is coming in, this good man, let me rephrase. This good man has come into your life, but your 16, 17, 18, 13 kids, I don't like him. I want to fight him when I see him. How does that man handle it?
You know what? I was in that situation when I first met my wife. I didn't meet her kids at the time that I met her. I only met one of her kids at the time, and he was only 3 months old, so he couldn't say nothing. But it had got to a point to where I was working all the time, going between two different cities, and I came home one night, and I was ready to go to bed, and I was told to go sleep on the couch. I said, no, you go to your room, I'm going to sleep in my bed. Right after that, I was told, we don't like you, and as soon as we really don't like you, you're going to jail for a long time. I'm like, what the hell? Well, guess what? It's been 13 years now. And I'm still there.
Look at God. Won't he do it?
Will he, won't he?
I'm still there.
But so, you had to show your masculinity to those kids.
Oh yeah.
Which is another submission on top of her submission.
And I'm gonna pause myself just for a moment while I go in the house and leave this step.
Okay. I know y'all got to get in on this conversation. I know y'all want to get in on this conversation because I know y'all have some other stuff that y'all want to bring to the table. But in order for you to do that, you got to press that one. Yeah, we don't bite. You see, we like to have fun. We talk a lot of noise, especially my sister.
Make some noise.
You know what? See, though, she told me. We're here to help and give you different observations, but if we don't know what your questions are, we can't help you. We can just choose to talk amongst ourselves. This is the conference room for all teams. For those of you who want to be a part, because I don't like pushing. I'm not going to push. That number is 646-378-0355. Press 1. We're ready. Now, sis, my sister, let's talk about your boy and that man. And that man trying to win them over as well as you. Do you help him out?
Help
him out. Yeah, because he's your boy. He's your boy.
Uh-huh.
And you really like this man. Let's say you really like this one. You already given him a hard time because of your independence. How do you handle your boys? You got three of them.
It's
and eight. Young.
Yeah. Right now in my life, my youngest is like, yeah, you need a man because I'd be upset a lot. But them other two, they be trying to, you know, control my household. So it's kind of like they kind of out my house. So I just been waiting on that day pretty much instead of even trying to sugarcoat anything. Like, because I don't feel like any man from the town that I'm in can come in here and accommodate us as to what we need. I would try to help him, though. If there was somebody out there, I'd try to help him. I'd be like, yo, buy this nigga some snacks and then buy this nigga some weed and then buy this middle one some Gatorades, and they all good.
So you would help him out. But I know for a fact JJ ain't having it.
Yeah, he be in here.
He's going ham.
He still be in my bed.
Yes. I know.
Okay.
And that's
but
the baby.
But if I had somebody that come over here and I'd be like, yo, I feel like we could start taking trips and stuff. And that, I mean, if you had two incomes in one household, it would make everything better. And I don't want to sound like a money-hungry bitch or nothing like that, but it's just like literally, if we got out more, then everybody would be happy. In my situation.
In your situation. Okay.
Yeah.
But do you think,
I don't know,
because I know you, would you be able to turn? Because it was hard for me. It was hard for me. I'm still fighting.
But you ain't got the habits I got, too, because Lord knows they got to deal with my.
It's flipped. Uh-huh. So, imagine you, but 6'2".
Mhm.
It's slipped.
Mama, hell no! Nah. I wish you would. Nah, cuz Mom was not having nobody at the house. Nah.
Mhm. I know.
All right,
I know.
I'm back on the scene.
I know.
Sorry.
Whoa, Now,
cheers.
We were talking in the about my sister helping this man that she really liked with her boys, and how would she handle it? And she said she would tell him, buy this one some snacks, buy this one some weed, and buy this one some Gatorade. But I know her voice. That ain't going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that young one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to redirect it. She's helping
okay.
you. She's helping you. But you aren't getting anywhere. It's still a fight with her kids. And you still got to deal with her in some ways, too.
Right.
How do you judge or how do you gauge as a man what's your next move? Do you stay? Do you go?
Okay.
Is this a work you suffering for? Or is this just time for you to say, no, nah, I don't feel like being a part of this no more?
I see. And situations like this, you just got to gauge the whole entire situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're being disrespected on a daily basis by her kids, no matter what you do, but you call yourself being in love with this woman, you're willing to put up with it. No, it's not going to work. No matter what you do, you're still going to have that fight. So you might as well let them be who they're going to be so you can be who you're going to be. My brother used to tell me all the time, stop accepting from someone what you wouldn't want someone to accept from you. Meaning that stop accepting abuse, disrespect, neglect. Stop accepting all that. Because you're going to be stuck in a rut. You're going to wonder why you are in this rut. And then you're going to start blaming yourself for being in that rut. No. If you don't see it going nowhere, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn that the hard way.
I call that not seeing your true worth. That's what I call that.
Yes.
So, AZ had wrote a piece about inventory, taking inventory upon yourself, checking yourself. Sometimes it's in the piece he says sometimes the woman you check is like you're checking yourself to make sure that she's okay. What about you?
Right.
He explains it really. I mean, he goes on both sides. You know, it's like a self check because sometimes you can be doing everything, but there's something still missing and you don't know what it is. But I brought that up because we all have to check ourselves. We all have to sit down and be like, okay, what's not right with the situation? Because I've been in a situation, situation. After a while, it really ain't that other person. You really need to look at yourself. There's no way you can be in 5 relationships in less than a month and think that it's that other person, or been in 5 relationships, engaged in all 5 of those relationships, but only got married once. And that was the first time. So what was you doing? Well, the thing of it is you were under the false the thinking that everything was good, but there was something so wrong that person didn't want to go through with it. Why haven't you looked at yourself? Why haven't you done that? See, I have a hard time going from one relationship to the next relationship. I got to give myself some time. I got to think about it. You know, do I really want to put up with this mess again? Do I want to start all over? I have to think about it. That's probably why I ain't been in that many. That's probably why we like to be. My sister can tell you. Our mentality is we don't want to put up with it. We just rather be alone. Do bad all by ourselves.
Yeah.
But that goes back to us being independent. It's not saying that we are too independent that we don't want a man. We don't want the bullshit. I don't know how that is on a man's side. I'm pretty sure it's the same way.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The only difference is men's feelings are hard. Just hard.
Hmm.
So they in this situation and they, hey, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of bullshit. I'm gone. As soon as he goes out the door, he looking at the next girl walking by.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how he is. That's how we program. We don't have no timeline.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have no time to ourselves. We looking at the next thing walking by.
Why is that? Why can't a man be by themselves?
Mm. We're not programmed to. To be honest, we're not programmed to be by ourselves.
But
that's
we are.
Why Adam made Eve. God made Eve, and then that bitch ate that apple.
I'm going back on mute.
Men think with their little head and still these big head. That's why we can't be ourselves.
Oh. So it's not that you can't be by yourself. Is that your sex drive is too high that you can't be by yourself?
Yep.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Hey, I was by myself for a while, and it told my ass. I'm like, damn, I'm doing really bad. So I went and found some.
Okay. When you okay, I'm not taking nothing from your wife. I'm not taking anything from your wife. When you were in that state and you went out there to find something, was you looking for something for stability or was you just looking for something? See, we done changed this whole conversation.
At the time, I was looking for self-gratification. Right then and right there. I wasn't looking for nothing long term. I was looking for some self-gratification at the moment.
Just for some female just to be like, you're the man. Oh, my God, daddy. Just like literally, yeah. I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, cheers.
You know... Now y'all see that I'm just not the only crazy one in the family. I love this. I really, really love this.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead with your ladies and gentlemen. If somebody want to join in, press one.
I was just going to say this is the conference room. That dial-in number is 646-378-0355. My sister told you, if you want to join in, press 1. Now back to you. Your question?
Literally, the same man that I tried to be submissive to and moved me to the big house, but then we had the eviction notice, is still trying to come to my house. So how do
I...
Oh, okay. That's a whole nother part. Yeah, okay. Well, write that down. Passionate. What's your name? Subliminal.
I'm going back on mute. Because she wants so bad to call me by my name and not... and not my poetry name. She is trying to, like, this is not working for me.
I can't remember. I'm going back on you, but just this nigga.
So,
okay, how many years ago? That was like 4 years. Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. That's the next one. Yeah, that was 4 years ago, and I'm still in the same fucking situation. But I'm strong and independent.
But I
was submitted. I mean, to somebody who was hey, I'm gonna take care of your kids.
It's a whole nother question I've been asking. Do you think that was part of you settling, or what you've been attracting?
Good question.
Settling.
But
you're
probably
settling.
Also attracting, yeah. But I live in a small town, and people just see me as...
I know this.
Yeah. Hey, let's try to get in over there. Hell no.
You have grown a lot. But
thank
that
you.
Question was more of a direct, indirect, and decisive question for you. So basically, my sister, I was trying to tell you, don't settle. Know your worth.
I know, and I also need to read this inventory thing. So I don't know where to get that from or whatever.
Oh, I have you just I have your brother-in-law send you. It's a poem that he read, that he wrote.
Okay.
And knowing him, he'll probably send it before we even get off this. Yeah, anyway, that's a poem that he wrote about the inventory.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I really enjoyed this tonight. Thank you all for inviting me.
You're welcome. I knew it was going to be a blast having you here. But we're going to take a quick break again. We'll be right back.
Cornbread fed all your life, you a thick one. I've been on road, on tour, tryna get it. I ain't had a home cooked meal in a minute. I've been on a diet, but I might have to try it. Smells so good that I just might buy it. Before we multiply, let's divide it. You just sent the pic, got a nigga all excited. You a baddie, you a baddie. Shoot the addy, shoot the addy. Call me daddy, call me daddy. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. I fell in love with the appleberry nana. I need to hit it from night to mañana. Let's take a trip on a cruise to Bahamas. Hot girl, she a threat to the summer. And she a bad gal, word to Rihanna. Hit first before I dive underwater. I like it spicy, ooh, you so spicy. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. Unless you delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck. I wanna eat it so good till you taste like happiness. Yeah, I wanna fuck you in your mind. How you thinking we have it said? Whoa,
yeah,
so good. Whoa, so good. Yeah, with your tasty eyes, baby. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like you come in 30 minutes. You delicious as fuck. You deliver, oh, I'ma lick it till you finish. Like it's coming 30 minutes. I love you delicious as fuck.
Hey, don't move. I need a little more. I need a little more. Oh, can I eat an encore? Yeah. Will you be my main course?
Woo, and we are back. We are back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to
wrap up the show. But before we do, MD, you know I like to always say our thank yous and shout outs. So I'm going to let you go first.
All right.
I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for being on today. And I want to thank you and Aziz for the opportunity that you're still giving me to be part of the show. Now, my last bit of something to say is for women who are independent, don't be too independent to accept help from some man that may end up being a great help. And for men, don't be too independent to see the woman that may be your best friend if she offers you help. When she's maybe making more than you, may present to be stronger than you, stronger willed, I should say. Don't let that intimidate you. Go with the flow and see where it lands. And I can't wait for next week.
Dina.
Hi. Make some noise. Anyways, I want to thank y'all for allowing me to be on the show tonight. It was very enlightening. I feel like I learned some stuff as well. I would like to say to all those independent women out there that are too independent, get your life together or you're going to end up with 40 cats and by yourself and dead. Oh, and I've got to sign off. Keep it real.
You know what?
We die.
Stay right there. Don't you move. Don't you
okay.
move. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Drip the Mic Presents the Conference Room. I really want to say thank you to my host, MD Lies, and Passionate, because I know she's listening. She had to work, but I know she's listening. You guys make this so much fun. I am so glad that I chose you guys because we get in here and we hold it down and we hold our talks, we do what we do, and we make sure that we give the best advice that we can give. My last words are, women, it's okay to be independent. It's okay to be a strong, proud, independent woman. But know the difference in pushing something away and being in the way. If you're going through and through, over and over, back to back, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you're still alone, it's time for you to sit down and take inventory of yourself, because there's something that's in you that's not lining up right, that might be off. It just might be what you're attracting. Just know, never push a good man away. Men, don't be so much of an ego to not try to see if that woman is for you. Sometimes we do allow women and men, our egos, our pride, to stand up and look whatever we're trying to do in the face and be like, oh, I don't want to do this because it's too hard. Anything that's not hard in life, sometimes it's not even worth it. Now, to my sister, I love you, I love you, I love you. I've watched you grow up so many areas to become this wonderful woman that you are. I want to encourage you
to continue doing the things that you do, but also know when to stop doing that extra to push them away. Oh, my God, and please tell your boys that you need love too, and not just from them. If they love you like I know they love you, they want to see you happy, they will step down and allow things to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Strip the Mic, the conference room. Again, we thank you guys for coming in. We've enjoyed our conversation. Y'all got to see that Subliminal is not the crazy one in the family. I'm waiting for her to say something because I missed. Oh, what did you just
say? I did. I
fuck you. I'm sorry. I'm over here crying and shit. Oh, my God. Thank you. Sign off, nigga. I'm going back on mute. I still love you.
Because
you are my sister, and I know that you said fuck you from the bottom of your heart, just remember that you can coexist, you can cohabitate, and you can cooperate as long as you're communicating, comprehending, collectively. I love each and every one of you. Good night, drippers.
Good night, one night on love.
Please, allow me to show you something.
Somebody tell me the answer. Me and you isn't the answer. Me and you isn't. Maybe I'm telling myself that, but there ain't nothing that'll change that. What good would it be if I knew how you felt about me? Yeah. It could have been right, but I was wrong. Only think about you when you're alone. Part of me that cares is gone. And I know that I can't get caught up. We could have been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could have been. Oh, I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could have been. We could have been, we could have. Remember the night in Miami. First time you put your arms around me. I'm up reminiscing. Thinking about you isn't helping. Thinking about you doesn't tell me what good it would do if I decide to face the truth. It could have been right, but I was wrong. I only think about you when you're wrong. You only hit me up when you're not home, and that's why I can't get caught up. We could have been, and we try to pretend. Every now and again, we don't dream about, don't think about what we could have been. Oh, yeah. I'm holding it in, cause I know in the end, you dream about, I think about what we could have been.